It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Also remember, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to our website at ktlo.com and under the tab podcast, click on Bomber Sports and you can revisit this or any other Bomber Basketball broadcast. Now, without any further ado, live back at courtside, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good evening once again from a Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies as we get ready to begin the boys portion of our doubleheader between Mountain Home and Greene County Tech. We welcome you into the Bombers pregame show as Mountain Home's getting ready to take on the Golden Eagles and hopefully duplicate the victory that their female counterparts just had. Mountain Home comes into this game right now with a record of 12-9 overall. They are 3-5 in the 5A East. Bombers coming off a big win over Jonesboro this past Friday night. 51-44, the Bombers defeated the Golden Hurricane in that game. It was a big win. They beat the team that's right now second in the 5A East, and a team that Mountain Home's had a lot of history. It's been a tough going for the Bombers against Jonesboro, but they did what they had to do to get that victory this past Friday night. As for Greene County Tech, they're actually just a game ahead of Mountain Home in the standings right now. They're 17-5 overall and 4-4 in the league. The Golden Eagles' last game was this past Friday night as well. The Greene County Tech was able to defeat Nelton by a score of 64-58. Now, last time these two teams played was almost a month ago, January 14th. And that was over in Paragould. Tech won that game 41-39. It was a game that Mounts Home had an 8-point lead in the at the break, but Tech was able to come back in that game, mainly led by the play of their point guard Zane Butler, who is just as good as advertised. He's got speed, he can shoot, you know, he's just about got it all, and so Mount Home will want to make sure they can contain him as much as they can tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Greene County Tech. In just a moment, you're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan reverse osmosis system.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gare, but one Culligan reverse osmosis system already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
Welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Tom's boys getting ready to play Greene County Tech. Taking a look at the starting lines. First off, for the Golden Eagles, they're in their road blacks tonight, coached by Jeff Gio. They'll be going with an all-senior starting lineup. This is a very senior-heavy team. They'll go with Zane Butler at 5'9", Brendan Chambers at 6'2", Peyton Lawback at 5'9", Dawson Greer at 5'9", and Kay Kinsella at 6'3". Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher. They'll be going with two seniors, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6'. And rounding out the starting lineup will be three juniors, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11, Matt Jones at 6'5, and Dawson Tabor at 6'4. That's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Greene County Tech coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.